From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The Army officer who investigated the treatment of prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq testified today on Capitol Hill. Major General Antonio Taguba told a Senate panel that the wrongdoing involved only a few soldiers and civilians. He also sharply criticized what he called a lack of discipline and supervision at the prison. Coming up, we'll talk with one of the senators on the Armed Services Committee, but first to the Capitol and NPR's David Wellner.
Shortly after today's more than three-hour-long hearing got underway, Senator John Warner, the Republican chair of the Armed Services Committee, posed a question to General Taguba that seemed to go to the heart of the Abu Ghraib scandal.
In simple words, your own soldiers' language, how did this happen?
Failure in leadership, sir, from the brigade commander on down, lack of discipline, no training whatsoever, and no supervision. Supervisory omission was rampant.
Some Democrats on the panel insisted there was more than just a breakdown in discipline. Michigan's Carl Levin said policy decisions made higher up in the chain of command created an environment fostering abuses.
The despicable actions described in General Taguba's report not only reek of abuse, they reek of an organized effort and methodical preparation for interrogation. The collars used on prisoners, the dogs, and the cameras did not suddenly appear out of thin air.
Still, when Colorado Republican Wayne Allard asked Taguba about the scandalous photos taken with those cameras, the general denied they were part of any official policy.
Sir, as far as we know, based on the evidence and the interviews and the statements, they were taken with personal cameras.
Individuals taking that on their own without any instruction from command.
Yes, sir.
Taguba was even more categorical when he was asked whether there was a policy for prison guards to, quote, soften up detainees before interrogation.
Sir, we did not find any evidence of a policy or a direct order given to these soldiers to conduct what they did. I believe that they did it on their own volition. We didn't find any order whatsoever, sir, written or otherwise, that directed them to do what they did.
But Taguba acknowledged his investigation did not go beyond the prison guards themselves. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham asked him about pressures from higher up the command chain.
The people that we're charging are going to say this system that we see photographic evidence of was at least encouraged, if not directed, by others. You think that's an accurate statement?
Sir, I would say that they were probably influenced by others,
okay,
but not necessarily directed specifically by others.
And Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed said the Abu Ghraib abuses took place following a new policy of having prison guards collaborate more with interrogators. Pentagon Intelligence Chief Stephen Cambone, another witness, defended that policy in an exchange with Reed.
The notion was that you had to have a cooperation, a cooperative attitude, team building, call it what you will,
between
the
Secretary,
MPs and the MI.
Please.
Sir.
This is not a cooperative attitude. This is not a God observing the comments of a prisoner.
That is exactly true, sir.
But Oklahoma Republican James Inhofe said he suspected he wasn't the only panel member who's more outraged by the outrage over the abuses than by what happened to the Abu Ghraib prisoners.
You know, they're not there for traffic violations. If they're in cell block 1A or 1B, these prisoners, they're murderers, they're terrorists, they're insurgents. Many of them probably have American blood on their hands. And here we're so concerned about the treatment of those individuals.
Still, Republican Chair Warner said he planned to hold many more hearings on the abuses. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
You can listen to all of Major General Taguba's testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee at our website, npr.org.